From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kiana Fernandez. As Farm Bill negotiations ramp back up, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says cutting SNAP benefits is a non-starter. Congress extended the massive omnibus legislation last year. It's set to expire in September. Last year, during debt ceiling negotiations, Congress made work requirements more stringent for SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Some House Republicans want to further trim SNAP, but the Democratic secretary strongly disagrees.
So it's breaking a deal, and it's really not the right policy.
SNAP accounts for the largest share of farm bill costs by far, totaling roughly $600 billion over 5 years. The House Agriculture Committee is set to vote on the farm bill at the end of the month. Xylazine has been found in illegal drugs in Missouri. The Columbia Missourian reports the drug, which is approved by the Food and Drug Administration for veterinary use, has been illegally added to opioids and has contributed to fatal overdoses in the state. In 2021, there were 39 Missouri deaths that involved xylazine, also called Trank. And in 2023, that number rose to 189. Narcan is a medication that can potentially reverse an opioid overdose, and it's still an important tool in xylazine-related overdoses. But it does not counteract the tranquilizing impact of the xylazine itself. Republican Representative Bill Allen from Kansas City has filed a bill that would make xylazine a Schedule III controlled substance, but says the bill is unlikely to proceed through the Missouri House due to timing issues. If you or anyone you know suspects an overdose, call 911 immediately. Missouri Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick has issued another subpoena for former circuit attorney Kim Gardner. Fitzpatrick, a Republican, announced the move yesterday. Gardner had ignored a previous subpoena from his office before she resigned nearly a year ago. Fitzpatrick says he has been trying to get in touch with Gardner for months.
We have sent a letter. We've contacted multiple attorneys who have or are representing her. We've contacted former colleagues of hers in the General Assembly, made dozens of unreturned phone calls, and made multiple unsuccessful attempts to serve a subpoena on her through a process server.
Fitzpatrick says the audit report will be released by the end of this year with or without Gardner's participation, but he wants to give her a chance to address possible mismanagement and questionable spending. The heaviest downpours that hit the Midwest and Great Plains each year have gotten even heavier in recent decades. Climate Central is a nonprofit group that compiles weather data. It says global warming is, quote, supercharging heavy precipitation days. In the Midwest, the wettest days each year now bring 45% more precipitation than in the 1950s. The Great Plains has seen a 20% increase. Getting a lot of rain in such a short amount of time can cause problems for farmers and for infrastructure and habitat, such as street flooding and erosion. I'm Kiana Fernandez, KBIA News, Columbia.